Laurent Powell, Jobs Deputy, Hit Americans with Surround Sound PR to Get More Migration. By Neil Monroe on April 14, 2025. Americans must be hit by surround sound PR to help reverse the public's rejection of migration, says a co-executive director of a lobby group funded by billionaire heiress Laurent Powell Jobs. Pro-immigrant messaging must be strategic, relentless, and funded to scale at the speed of modern media consumption, director Beatriz Lopez wrote in an April 9 article. The goal is to manufacture an apparent public consensus for more migration, according to Lopez. Coordinated PR content creates a sense of consensus, giving people a familiar framework to fall back on when forming opinions. Repetition isn't noise, it's how narratives take hold. A well-informed public that sees immigrants as neighbors, workers, and contributors is essential for democracy itself. A public misled by fear will support mass deportations, surveillance, and state-sponsored cruelty, especially when they're presented as the only available options. Pro-immigrant forces will succeed if they offer an alternative vision of a modern immigration system centered on citizenship and safety that empowers working families and fuels democracy. The article promoted a free video where a veteran criticized Trump's pro-American policy, saying, "His immigration policies are immoral. It goes against all the values that I learned in the military. The real issue isn't policy, it's communication," Lopez said in a March 6 post against national solidarity. "It's time to go on a fence, flood the zone, and make the case for a country that works for all of us." In reality, the federal government uses a ruthless economic policy of extraction migration to grow Wall Street and Powell Jobs' stock wealth by importing more consumers, renters, and workers from developing countries, regardless of the massive pocketbook and civic damage to ordinary Americans and the migrants' own countries. For example, under President Joe Biden's high migration policies, 300 million blue-collar and white-collar Americans lost wealth in the labor and housing markets, and the workplace investment, productivity, and training once enabled by employers. Many college graduates also lost career opportunities as his deputies expanded the inflow of white-collar workers, such as H-1B visa workers. Flashback: 1,500 migrants surge across border into Texas in 6 hours. Citizens also lost civic stability to government-imposed social diversity, and hail power to the expanding blocks of ethnic voters who continue to demand more benefits for their imported communities, cultures, and home countries. Americans have also grown disgusted at their government's migration policy because it used billions of their dollars to extract human resources from poor countries for use in the U.S. economy while also causing thousands of deaths among migrants and Americans, plus massive civic damage to the sending countries. Many polls show Americans' growing opposition to migration amid expensive propaganda from Powell Jobs and other billionaires. In February, Lopez used her Catalyze U.S. Substack post to claim that Powell Jobs' pro-migration message is being overpowered by Trump's pro-enforcement messages. "The best message in the world is useless if no one hears it. Republicans understand this, which is why they aren't just repeating anti-immigrant lies. They're saturating every platform, every news cycle, and every medium to ensure no other narrative breaks through. Their propaganda isn't winning on merit. It's filling a void left by Democratic silence. While the right floods the airwaves with fear-mongering, Democrats act as if polling alone will save them, assuming facts will speak for themselves. But facts don't win battles, feelings do." Yet her pro-migration side has far more lobbyists on the payroll, more friendly media coverage, and far more elite support. For example, Powell Jobs uses her multi-billion inheritance from Apple founder Steve Jobs to push for more economic migration that transfers ordinary Americans' wages to wealthy investors. Similarly, billionaire Jeff Bezos owns The Washington Post, and its migration coverage almost entirely ignores the economic and civic damage done by American communities by Biden's illegal and legal migrants, such as H-1B workers. Mark Zuckerberg and a truckload of other billionaires helped created the Forward.us lobbying group, which played a huge role in the Biden administration. After the election, its top officials blamed poor messaging for the public's reaction to the wealth-shifting inflow of roughly 14 million legal and illegal migrants. This election was about rebuking the fact that Biden governed on this issue very poorly. And people did not like what they saw, and they were not hearing a coherent policy or messaging answer on what was coming next. Andrea Flores, the Vice President of Immigration Policy and Campaigns at Forward.us, said in December. Extraction migration also does huge damage to migrants. But their suffering is ignored by the establishment media when it cannot be used to sway U.S. politics.